Next patient is Ramiro Olivia Cisneros. This is a consultation. Request by Dr. Sambono, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. History of patient is a 36-year-old with a history of hypertension, end-stage renal disease on dialysis, now has palpitation, period. Patient's electrocardiogram show atrial fibrillation with a rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath and dizziness associated with atrial fibrillation period. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent echocardiogram by Dr. Bono, the short ejection fraction 50% period. Patient stated that he has multiple episodes of palpitation in the past period. Current medication, carvedilol, 25 milligram 2 times daily, clonidine 0.3 milligram 2 times daily, hydralazine 100 milligram 2 tablet 2 times daily, lisinopril 20 milligram daily, minoxidil 2.5 milligram daily, propafenone 150 milligram 3 times daily, Renvela, Sensipar, period, allergies, no known drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denialism of weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, asthma history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, no vomiting, or diarrhea, asthma, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 160 over 90 pulses, 68 respiration, 16 weight is 180 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral, heart is circular rate and rhythm 1 over 6 systolic murmur, head of the external border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, end-stage renal disease on dialysis. Recommendation, patient has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic in spite of medical therapy period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% period. Please indicate to Dr. Sambono.